The following is a room conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on October 21st, 1975, in Durban, South Africa.
The question in order is, the first one is, within Vedic culture, what is meant by bhakti yoga?
The
second one?
Yes, so just learn it. Also. Vedic culture is that we are living entities. Somehow or other, we are fallen in this material world and encased in this body or other body. So material world means the spirit soul is wandering throughout the universe under material conditions. And the Vedic knowledge is to get him out of this material condition and take him again to the spiritual world. This is Vedic knowledge.
And bhakti is in
bhakti yoga is the direct method. There are many methods recommended: karma, gyan, yoga, and a class bhakti. There are different steps of the same staircase going upwards, and bhakti yoga is the topmost platform.
And bhakti is a devotional surrender.
Yes. Spiritual world means there the Supreme Lord is supreme, nobody else. And all others, they are engaged in service. This is spiritual world. Here, in the material world, everyone is trying to be master. In the spiritual world, there is no such a thing. They know the master is only God. And all others, they are servants. That is the difference between material world and spiritual world.
Second question, we were talking about that in this documentary, Search of Truth. And do you think that there is any other way to actually realize God in truth? And
God can be realized through bhakti, surrender. Otherwise, even if it is realized, it is partial, not complete.
Well, that answers,
Bhakti, it's like I have got some official servant and I have got very confidential servant. So, to my confidential servant, everything is discussed. He knows everything. But official servant, he may not know everything. Therefore, bhakti is the confidential part of understanding God. Otherwise, they understand vaguely, impartially, not sufficiently. In the Bhagavad Gita, there is a verse, Maya Saptamana Partha Yogam Dhanam Mulasara Samagram Asamusayam Samagram Mulasara. You can call me. That is the first slogan of the same chapter.
Sri Bhagavan Uvacha, Maya Shakta Mana Partha Yogam Yunjan Mat Ashraya Asang Shayam Samagrang Mang Yita Gya Shyasi Tas Chinu. Now hear, O son of Pita Arjuna, how by practicing yoga in full consciousness of me, with mind attached to me, you can know me in full, free from doubt.
And then, can I have that Seventh
one. Bhagavad Gita answers all the questions that went before that. Mm-hmm. We just like to say things very nice to each other.
Thank you.
We're both, in our own way, trying to find truth ourselves. Mahamsa, these two words are very important. Mahamsa, without any doubt. Everyone, every religion, they have no doubtless understanding of God. Everyone has some doubt. Neither complete. That is only in Bhakti Yoga.
Or is it discovering veils of ignorance in the divine?
Any religious system, ask them what is it? What do you understand by God? They will not be able to explain. Because that is not complete, not doubtless. Therefore, these two words have been used. Asamsa and Samadhi.
Our reading has only drawn forth a lot of conflicting answers so far. We can read it into Hindu philosophy. And most of the answers conflict with each other.
So which book you are reading?
Well, we've been just reading mainly biography by Swamis and Yogis, Aurobindo, and Eastern Mysticism and Yogis.
They have no reality. They are simply generally of words.
It's new for us, so I'm not very
familiar with this. We've only been doing it for a few months. Read
Bhagavad Gita as it is. I've got it, I am reading it. Each time I read it, I find I'm reading it better.
Aurobindo has no clear knowledge. And which other Swami you are reading?
We've read this one is reading.
No, he has no idea.
We've started practicing at transcendental meditation. We have found that by practicing the meditation, we have had a change in consciousness and has led us into further inquiry. So we found that has been valuable in a certain way. And that's the only actual practice. We have been reading things like Muktananda and Kundalini Yoga and all sort of stuff. The Hatha Yoga. So it's just been an inquiry of our own, which we've never done before. We've only been exposed to our own Christian scriptures. And we find in Bhakti Yoga and Christianity a lot of similarities. They're the same in philosophy. It's difficult, though, to understand our scriptures.
No, in Bhagavad Gita, everything is clearly explained.
That's right. Our scriptures are interpreted, and we've been taught to interpret them in a certain way. And they're very clear.
What scripture you are?
Well, the Bible. But we only know the Bible that we've been told it, and it's been told to us by an unrealized man, and we ended up being virtually atheistic in the time until that led to
so in the Bible, what is the conception of God?
It's very unclear.
That is, I was saying. There have been religions. There is no clear conception.
That's right. And I think this is the reason that leads you away. We've been led away from the Bible. Because of that, there's nothing clear. And everybody who has read it for us in a different way. But I would say that the finest book we have read is the Bhagavad Gita.
Right.
It's a question.